Two government-backed institutions that buy and sell countless home mortgages, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are under scrutiny for their business practices. Fannie Mae is the nation's fourth largest financial company in terms of assets, and it will be subject of a hearing tomorrow in Congress. Chief Executive Officer Franklin Raines and Chief Financial Officer J. Timothy Howard will appear before the House Financial Services Committee. Steve Inskeep has more.
This comes at a time when Fannie Mae does not have quite as many friends on Capitol Hill as it used to. David Wessel is following the institution's fortunes. He's the Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So there's been a scandal involving Fannie Mae and its accounting practices.
That's right. The regulator, something called the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight, a wonderful name if there ever was one, going through Fannie Mae's books has determined that A, they didn't properly account for their financial instruments called derivatives, and B, and probably more seriously, is accusing Fannie Mae of moving expenses around in order to get bonuses to be paid to the top executives at the end of the 90s.
Does this amount to an Enron-type scandal? It's been compared to that, but is it really of that scale?
Well, these days, everything is compared to Enron, just like every political scandal is compared to Watergate. It's the metric by which we'll always measure things. We don't know nearly as much about this as we knew about Enron, and the foundations of Fannie Mae are surely a lot more substantial than the foundations of Enron proved to be. But Fannie Mae is a big company. As you pointed out, it's the fourth largest financial company in the U.S. It has assets of nearly $1 trillion. And Fannie Mae and its cousin, Freddie Mac, own or guarantee half of all mortgages in the United States.
Well, now, does financial trouble at Fannie Mae, or ethical trouble as it may be, actually affect people's home mortgages in some way?
That's a really good question, and it's one that I don't think we fully know the answer to. If the regulator succeeds in slowing the growth of Fannie Mae in order to protect the financial system and to protect the taxpayers of the United States from ever having to bail out Fannie Mae, then it will have some effect on mortgage rates. But the amount of the increase in mortgage rates is subject to substantial dispute. The experts at the Federal Reserve say it would be almost unnoticeable. Experts hired by Fannie Mae say it might be somewhat bigger.
Why would the regulator want to slow the growth of this institution that was created by the government and is supposed to be encouraging the growth in the housing market?
Fannie Mae was created by the government, and it is encouraging the growth of the housing market, but it is now a shareholder-owned company, but a peculiar one. It is allowed to borrow money, billions and billions and billions of dollars, and the people who lend it the money assume, many of them, that if they run into trouble, the federal government will bail them out. Now, Fannie says technically that's not so, but that's not the way the market looks at it. Well, the problem is if Fannie gets too big and Fannie runs into trouble, then the taxpayers will have to run to the rescue, just like they did with the savings and loan crisis. And the regulator and the Federal Reserve and the Bush administration is trying to slow Fannie's growth before that day comes.
Now, this is a very powerful institution. A former Clinton White House budget director was in charge of it. You have powerful Republicans and powerful Democrats associated with it. So it's a powerful lobbying institution as well as a financial one.
That's right. And the reason is that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac rely on the government to give it this special status in the markets that their bonds are almost like government bonds. And that was worth a lot of money to them. And so they spent a lot of money to promote it. Now, there are some prominent politicians or former politicians on Fannie Mae's board. Ken Duberstein, who worked for Ronald Reagan. Anne McLaughlin Korologos, who was a labor secretary and now married to a big-time Washington lobbyist. Actually, the government has the right, the White House has the right to appoint five directors of Fannie Mae, but for the first time, the Bush administration refused to fill those spots, saying that would just underscore the notion that the federal government was going to bail them out. So those spots are now vacant.
So we have this powerful company. We have an effort in Congress to rein it in. What's likely to happen in Congress?
Congress has consistently resisted the Bush administration's efforts to rein in Fannie Mae, to toughen its regulation. And now Fannie's on the defensive. And the continuing Fannie Mae drama on Capitol Hill really takes an interesting turn when the CEO and the chief financial officer and the chief regulator and the lead director, Ann Korologos, appear on Capitol Hill to answer questions for the first time in public. And we've never actually seen Fannie on the defensive before. Some of their friends on Capitol Hill are getting a little bit antsy. And so it's going to be interesting to see how well Frank Raines, who's an ace political player, can defend his company and his management.
An ace political player, but somebody who is suspected of benefiting from this scandal personally.
Right. And I'm sure that the kind of debate preparation that John Kerry and George Bush are going through is something similar to the debate preparation that Frank Raines is going through. His job and his company are on the line, and he is going to make a strong defense.
David Wessel is the Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. David, thanks very much.
Sure.